and we follow up with an interview. Monty Python's The Life of Brian is one of the most famous comic films of all time. Set in Roman-occupied Judea, the film follows the exploits of Brian, whose life mirrors that of Jesus Christ. Brian decides to join the People's Front of Judea, an independent faction fighting against the Roman occupation. At one point in the film, Reg, a prominent member of the People's Front of Judea, asks his comrades the question, "What have the Romans ever given us?" To Reg's irritation, several positive answers are offered up. Aqueducts, sanitation, roads, irrigation, medicine, education, wine, public baths, law and order, and finally, peace. The Life of Brian is set in the Middle East, but as so much evidence of sophisticated Roman construction and lifestyle remains in Britain, it is tempting to think that this invading army was a force for good in the lives of Iron Age Britons. To find out whether this was the case, Speak Up contacted Lois Garrod Smith of Colchester Museum. Colchester in Essex occupies the site of Camulodunum, the first major city in Roman Britain. As Garrod Smith explains, to understand how far ahead Roman engineers and architects were compared to the Iron Age Britons, it's a good idea to start with their homes.
The Iron Age Britons were living in round houses constructed of sticks, animal manure and poo and straw roofs. But the Romans, when they came over, they built villas, and villas that had underfloor heating, water built in. It was worlds apart, really. The Iron Age Britons, before the Romans, were mainly doing their bathing in rivers, things like that. Whereas the Romans came over and they provided drinking water, public toilets. They brought sewage systems, which the Iron Age Britons didn't have before. And the Romans generally liked to keep things clean. So towns and forts had underground drains to take away dirty water and sewage. Drain pipes were flushed with water from the baths so they didn't get too smelly. But on the flip side of that, well, we have lovely toilet paper and things like that today that we flush away. I'm afraid the Romans used a sponge on a stick, and everybody shared the same sponge and the same stick.
The roads were a big improvement compared to what existed before, but so too were the irrigation systems that allowed for the development of new techniques in agriculture.
The Iron Age Britons, their main role, job, what everybody did in Britain was farming then. So I'm not necessarily sure the Romans brought that over. They did bring new things, new plants, one of which I've learnt was stinging nettles. But the Iron Age Britons were farming, doing it well. They were exporting their goods as well to other people. So it's not necessarily all thanks to the Romans. They were pretty good at that. Wine before the Romans, it wasn't really drunk in England. They'd just started to import it a little bit before the Romans came along. But when the Romans arrived, the wine arrived. It was a big part of life and culture for the Romans. And I genuinely believe that it's why we in England enjoy it so much today.
We then asked Garrod Smith to what extent the Romans improved Iron Age medicine.
The Iron Age people before the Romans, they were quite superstitious. So for their medicine, it would be a lot of herbs. They also had people called druids, sort of like religious figures who were also healers that you would go and see if you were sick. The Romans, they didn't have particular figures, but they did have a similar thing in the herbs and the superstitions. But the Romans did have a better understanding of surgery, and they had more knowledge of the body.
Iron Age Britain was a country of tribes, each one with its own leader and laws. The Romans had formal written laws with an emperor to oversee them. So wherever the Romans went, they brought their own law and order. But did the Romans bring peace?
I don't believe the Romans brought peace to Britain. They brought a lot of upset and they turned the Iron Age Britain's world upside down. They came over, they invaded, attacked, made the Iron Age Britain their slaves. For example, the temple that was built here in Colchester, that was built by slaves. It wasn't built by the Romans. They might have brought a sense of peace in that everyone was terrified to say no, but that's not my version of peace. Peace is where everyone's getting on in harmony and treated equally, which was not the case. The Romans ruled with an iron fist.